Ross Lake, a cold, placid, unforgiving lake, teeming with an elusive variety of fish. The lake reeks of the smell of these slippery ichthyopods, mixed with the musty exhaust of the boats he used for unfruitful fishing expeditions. I stare warily into the icy depths, knowing that somewhere down there is the shape of one of those scaly Beelzebubs, taunting my crippled fishing skills. That day, I swore I'd catch one of those fish. My bare foot scrapes against the wooden dock, thrusting long fragments of dry wood into my feet, but I can't feel it, because my body is numb with anticipation. Today is the day that I will catch a fish. Later that day, I gaze up into the pale sky, 30 minutes into a trip onto the lake for fish. I ask my dad to motor us back to our houseboat. The day is still young. My family goes to Ross Lake every year, and I have never caught a fish there. But this summer, this day, I am determined not to be thwarted by these guild devils. Today, I will dine on fish meat. 2 unsuccessful fish trips later, the sun was beginning to fade, and morale was low. This would be my final trip onto the lake. This was when I had to catch my Ross Lake fish. A few minutes later, I was on the lake with a line in the water. Suddenly, I felt a tug on my pole. This was my chance. This was my fish. Instead of yanking the misfortunate aquatic vertebrae up with my line, I played the fish left and right until the time came to reel it in. When the hook broke the surface of the lake, instead of a squirming fish, I got a long piece of algae at the end.
No!
I howled with rage and, disheartened, motored back to the houseboat. Oh well, I guess there's always next year.